Today's shir in the Dear Shumish Debruy Yomi program is Daf Reish Yud Ches Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishdebruah in the middle of Simon Shin Samach Beis. We actually begin on the very last line of Reish Yud Zayin Omud Beis with Sif Ches. The Chaver tells us a very important din over here. Parutz meruba ala omed. Now we have to be familiar with the terminology over here. Parutz means the space, the break in a mechitza. And the omed is the part that's physically intact. That's the part of the wall that's actually standing there. So here the Mechaber is telling us, if the space, the parutz, is meruba ala omed, is greater than the amount of wall that's standing. So then usur, then that's not called a wall, that's called an open space. Even though you have pieces of a wall over there, if the spaces are greater than the wall, so then it's usur. But we'll see there are many, many caveats to this din. So he says, unless, number one, elo imkein kol pirtsa mehem pechusa mishlosha tfachim. If every one of these spaces is less than three tfachim, then we have the halacha l'moshe misinai principle that we've discussed many times called lavud. Lavud literally fills in the spaces from a halachic point of view. So it's as if there are no spaces there at all. So if all of the spaces are less than three tfachim, so then you have, in fact, a halachically intact wall, even though the spaces may actually be more than the walls. Let's see inside in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Hei. Now, there is a girsa that we have in our Mishnah Berurah over here, and then at the bottom, you can see with the parentheses and the asterisk, what's called Nusach Tefus Rishon. I think it's easier to learn it with this Nusach Tefus Rishon, so we're going to substitute those words at the bottom for the first line here of the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Hei. And he says, instead of Afilu Shtei Mechitzos, you have over here Afilu Im Shalosh Mechitzos Hayu Shleimos. You have three complete walls over here, and as well, Vigam HaDofen Shebo HaLechi O HaTzuras HaPesach L'Suyo. And if you have over here a wall that has a lechi as part of the wall, or you have a tzuras pesach, which is, as we said, the frameway, so to say, of a doorpost with the two vertical posts and the horizontal post connecting them, so they're made kedin, and therefore they're halachically considered good walls. However, uba mechitza hashlishis, which on the bottom it tells us it should really say uba mechitza harevius, on the fourth wall, hayo haparitz meruba, in other words, the space there on the fourth wall is greater than the standing wall. So then in this situation, the Mishnah tells us you have three good walls, and the fourth wall is not a good wall. So nechshav oso hamechitzo kiman delese, that fourth wall is considered non-existent because the parutz, the space, is greater than the omed, than the actual wall. Ta afilu kineged omed nechshav kiparitz, and even with a solid wall physically exists, we consider that halachically as if it's open. And therefore, therefore, the bottom line is, this is an area that's only enclosed by three walls, because the fourth wall, whatever is there, is not considered halachically significant. However, that's only if the parutz is greater than the omed for the fourth wall. Avo kisha omed meruba, but if the part of the wall that's standing physically is greater than the spaces in between them, then mutter, then it is halachically considered a good wall. The Eshomim, he brings down another opinion over here. Shafilu ha'omeid eino meruba mitzad echod rak mishnei etzadim. If the wall that's standing over here is not greater than the space in between, but if you take both sides of the space and add those walls together, it is greater than the space. So, for example, you have a space that is four, and then on both sides you have a wall that's standing that's three. So the total wall that's standing is six, which is greater than the space of four. Mitztarfim ahadada, you can combine these two walls. The Yesh Omer says umizbatel haporis legaba, and the space is considered nullified, and it's subsumed, if you wish, within the existing walls, and therefore it's halachically considered a good wall. And even if the part that's standing over here, the physical wall on both sides of the space, is not taking up the entire area of the wall, of that fourth side, there are additional spaces over here in this wall, but the standing part is still going to be greater than the open spot. Then we consider this halachically, this fourth wall, to be considered 100% in existence, and it nullifies all the spaces in between. For example, kigon, to get a good picture of this, you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 22 in the diagram. So the entire width there you see of the broken wall is going to be 15 amos. Now, at each side of the wall, on the side that has the broken wall in it, the first part on each side is one amma of wall. V'nifratz amah, then there's a space of an amah. V'nishar omed shnei amos. And then on each side you have two amos of wall. So if you look at the first four amos on each side of the broken wall, so then you have a total of three amos of wall and one amah of space. Therefore, the space in between is nullified, and it's considered subsumed by the wall. So you, in fact, have four halachically amah wall over there, even though it's really only three and one amah space on both sides. So you actually have halachically a four amah wall on the left, a four amah wall on the right. In halacha, it's considered a fully intact wall. And then you have a seven amah space in between. That's what the Mishnah tells us. Eslo pirtzo gedolo shel shiv amos. You see the space that's seven amahs in between these two halachic four amah walls. The eslo omei shnei amos, the od pirtzo amah, the od pas amah bekotza sheni shel kosa. Here he repeats what I said before, that you have on the other side the same exact structure of two amah space and an amah. So you have on both sides a four amah halachic wall with a seven amah space in between. So this is what the Yesh Omrim says is a perfectly good halachic wall, because the omeid, the four on one side, the four on the left, are going to nullify the seven space in between, because eight is greater than seven. Ne'achshav zeh ki'ilu omeid meruba ala paritz. This is considered that the omeid is greater than the paritz. The issue footnote number 23 tells us, mevuah bedvarav, sha'af sheba ofen zeh bi'amas ha'paritz, ba'oso ruach meruba, sharei lo gadar el sheish amos. You actually only have six physical amos over here that are wall, because the one amah on each side is really actually space. Nevertheless, mikomakom kivin shabez amos godros es pirtzas so amah shebitzidon midin omid meruba. That other one amah space is nullified. Next time I call the omid, we consider the whole thing as four amos, as I said. And therefore, you can now consider it four halachic amas of wall. And as I said, you have four and four around a seven space. So four to the left, four to the right, it's eight versus seven. And therefore, this is a perfectly good halachic wall according to the Yesh Omrim. However, he brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shein lahate are yidei omed meruba, ela ba'ofen, shekishenitzraf es kola omed shiburuach zu, ya omed meruba ba'osa ruach. The Chazon Ish disagrees and says you have to look at the entire physical wall. It has to be greater than the entire physical space. You cannot use this halachic construct of the wall, no pun intended, over here to make this into a wall of four. It's really only a wall of three, and therefore you only have six of wall, and you're going to have over here nine of space in total, and the Chazon Ish doesn't allow this. Dirshu footnote number 20 has additional diagrams, as there are in Dirshu footnote number 21, that discuss this in greater detail, but unfortunately we do not have the time. But if you do have the time and the ability, I sternly suggest reading these Dirshu footnotes. They're very interesting. We continue in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Minvav, where he writes, the principle of having, if the space is less than three tefachim, so then the havi lovud uka'ome damid. Lovud is a halachic principle that physically fills in spaces. You have a lattice type of a mechitza, that's perfectly good, even though there's lots of spaces in it, because halachically they're not considered spaces if they're within three tefachim of each other. And therefore, v'alkein, afilu im beloze, hayosh shon pirtzo gedola, even without this, if you have a large space, kigon shemachzik shetach oso ruach achasas riyama. For example, if you have on the side wall over here 11 amma, and then you have on that same ruach, you have a 5 amma space within this 11 amma, so to say, wall. And on the remaining 6 ammos, you have like a lattice type of a mechitza, both to the left and to the right of the 5 amma space. So we consider the lattice over here as if it's perfectly filled in, and therefore you have a 3 amma wall to the left, a 3 amma wall to the right. According to this Yeshomim that we just brought down, you have a total omeid that is greater than the parutz, because it's 6 is greater than 5, the nimtzo sha'omeid meruba, and this would be a perfect good mechitza according to the Yesh Omrim. Sivkot Mem Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah says Mishlosha Tefachim Ve'after Beparutz Ka'omeid. And what about if it's exactly the same? If the space is equal to the omeid, so Mavur B'Siv Tes. We're going to learn in Yitzchak Shem in a moment. The Ad Eser Amos Nechshav LePesach. If you have up to 10 amos, it's considered over here an opening. Nevertheless, when it's Beparutz Meruba, if the actual space is greater than the standing wall, Afilu Ayidei Paratzel Shoshosha Tefachim, even if it's because of these three tefachim type of spaces, gam kein also, then it still is also as well, mishum da'omeid misbatul legabe, because in this situation, the standing wall is nullified by the large spaces in between it, the total large space in between it. So if I'm understanding this Mishnah Berurah correctly, what he's saying over here is that if the breach is more than 10 amos, then you can't apply this principle over here if the total amount of space is going to be greater than the total amount of actual wall. Now let us see Sif Tes, and we'll be able to understand this hopefully better. Paritz ki omid. If you have the exact same amount of space as you have actually standing wall. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here, the lo tzarich sheyah omid meruba l'paritz. You don't necessarily need to have the standing wall greater than the space. Afilu mishavim, even if they're exactly the same, gam kein mutter, it is also considered a valid wall, kiven shein haparitz meruba, because as long as the space isn't greater than the walls. So if the space is equal to the walls, and certainly if the walls are greater than the space, afilu kegen haparitz mutter l'talto. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the Mechaber is saying over here that you're allowed to carry, that is considered a halachically significant wall, the yesh al din zeh mechitza shlema. It does have over here a din of being a full-fledged mechitza. And that's what the Mechaber tells us over here. If you have paritz ka'omeid mutter, you can carry in that enclosed area. And this is true if that wall is bein bishasi, bein ba'erev, even if it's only going to be over here a vertical or only a horizontal type of a mechitza, what we called previously a flimsier type of a mechitza. And Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Memtes, she'omeid agabi karka begova. For example, you have over here, when it's the only vertical post, they're put into the ground, and you have spaces over here in this mechitza, acha paritz u'shov la'omeid. It's exactly the same amount of space as you have in terms of physical vertical posts. Or sivkot nun bein ba'era. This is true as well if it's in the horizontal area. Dad, the chola mechitza, so shloye b'sachtiso, cholo shloshe tvachim. But you have to make sure that the bottom of this mechitza, this horizontal mechitza, has to be at least within three tvachim of the ground. Because if you have a space of three tvachim, afilu lamalo also ashiva tvachim, even if you have above it seven tvachim below shum cholo without any additional space, and therefore the nimso she'omid meruba l'paritz, you have seven of wall and three of space, so that sounds like it should be perfectly good. Osher lamala asar tvachim shleim, or even if you have ten tvachim going up above this three bottom space, the tekaf space at the bottom, gam kein lo mahani. In both of these situations, it's not going to be good, because if the bottom three tvachim over here are open, the havile mechitza shehagidim bokin tachtel. This halachically cannot be considered a wall, because the goats can go underneath it. So therefore, if the bottom three tvachim don't have some wall over there, they're totally open, it's not going to be a good mechitza, no matter how much above it you have. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, v'chein im ha-mechitza hayo lamata gova shisha tvachim. If on the bottom there was a mechitza of six tvachim, and you can see a diagram of this in Dirshu footnote number 28. And you look at the diagram there, the bottom six tvachim are over there filled in. The hirchik shlosha tvachim shleim. And then you have a space of exactly three tvachim space. And then above that, the hemid lamala od pas vishlim ol yasara tvachim. Then you have another board or another piece of wall above it to make it to a total of 10 tvachim. So you have six wall, three of space, and then at least one tefach going up. Gam kein lo mahani, that also will not be good. Why not? Even though avsha omed meruba l'paritz, even though more wall is there than you have space, because the osi avir shel chalal shlosha tvachim shetachas apas, the avir shel lamala min apas ad l'rakia, umevatlele l'apas shebe'emtza. Because here we introduce a new principle over here, that if the two sides that are above and below over here, the wall, are going to be greater than the wall, so you have three tvachim of space below the one tafach of wall, and then you have totally above that adla rakia, all space. So you can combine the space below the one tafach pas with all of the space above that, and it's mevatel over here, the pas sheba emtsa. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, v'cheinim osu lamato b'sachtiso, if on the bottom you made over here shlosha tvachim, v'chein lamala shlosha tvachim, so you have a board on the bottom of three tvachim, then you have a space of emtsa nisha rochav arba tvachim cholol, and then you add another board above that of three tvachim, so you have three tvachim of wall, space of four tvachim, and then three tvachim of wall. Af shebesach hakol yesh omed shel shish tvachim, even though in total you have six tvachim of wall, three below the space, three above the space. Umerubahu alacholo shebeneim tayim, and therefore the six of wall is actually greater than the four of space. Nevertheless, also lo heavy mechitza. This is also not considered a mechitza. The osi avira de lamala. The avir arba tvachim shebeemtza umevatle lo lashlosha tvachim, because you again have this problem over here that on both sides of the top space you have spaces that are greater than it. So therefore, the top space is three tvachim, but below it you have a space of four tvachim, which combines with the airspace above the top three tefach wall that goes up to the rakia, and it nullifies that top wall, the pas that you have there. So therefore, it's no good. But, he says, avolim osu lamalo arba tvachim, if you have on the top four tvachim, uvetachtiso shlosha tvachim, and below it you have three tefach of space, and then below that you have three tvachim of wall, so therefore you have, over here, four on the top, three space, and then uvemtza nishar shlosha tvachim cholo, and then you have three wall on the bottom,
Bazeh lo aminan. In this situation, we don't say the haviran mevatli le leharba tfochim omi shalamala. We don't say in this situation that the space of three that's below the wall of four combines with the space that's above the wall of four to nullify the top wall of four. Shachreshu meruba alo avish atachtov. Because since that four wall is greater than the three of space below it, you can't combine the two spaces to nullify it. Because that space in between the three and the four pieces of wall has been nullified. And therefore, it's as if you have a fully standing over here wall of 10, and therefore airspace above that doesn't ruin it. And in the way that we've just described this over here, the Mishmur says, in each situation, you have to have the wall that is more than the space. And it says it's impossible to have over here that they should be exactly even in this situation, space and wall. As he explains further in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Paritz Ka'omed, which we'll learn in a second. And therefore, when the Mechaber says over here, Paritz Ka'omed, it's true whether it's vertical or horizontal, it's just taking the Lashon of the Tor. When you're dealing over here with horizontal walls, it can never be that they'll be exactly Paritz and Omed the same. And he only did it saying that it could be even when you're dealing with vertical posts, that's possible. V'teda the Pilski Rush, in fact, when the Rush wrote this up, lo kosef shem rakta omid meruba laparitz matir be'erit. He says if they're exactly the same, it will make it a perfectly good type of a wall, but only when you're dealing with a vertical wall, because it's impossible to have this in a horizontal wall. And he says, ayin and bir halacha. Now let's look at this quickly. In the bir halacha, dibur amaslu paritz be'omid. He says, the inyan erit lo mishkachasla. It's impossible to have this over here in the horizontal type of situation, and he'll explain why. He says, going down a little bit, you can't have it over here, the be'er of hechimish kachasla. You can't ever have it that in the horizontal type of a mechitz over here, that you're going to have exactly the same amount of space. Because he says, if it's exactly the same, you have, for example, on the top a 3.5 tefach wall, the hecholol nami sholosh umechza, and the space is 3.5, and on the bottom you have a wall of 3. So you have 3 of wall, 3.5 of space, and then 3.5 of wall, because if you don't have that, it's not a mechitz at all. You can't say over here that the parutz is the same exact amount as the omed, because you have to include the space all above the top 3.5 wall. I mean, the space of 3.5 below the top 3.5 wall, combining with the air above the 3.5 top part of the wall, is going to be nullified over here. The spaces above and below it will nullify it. V'dafka ba'omid meruba al haparitz, and only if it's possible to have the omid physically greater than the paritz, can go and show you a pas arba. If the top wall is 4, b'emsa sholosh, and the space is 3, then oslo amrin and osi avira mevatale. Then you don't have the nullifications we pointed out. But if it's exactly avolok shah paritz shavala omid, if it's exactly the same, then you would have a problem. It's impossible to have this. He then goes and tries to show you that some are going to reconcile this, and you can see this in Dear Shuth footnote number 34 as well. Ayin Sham, it's again a little bit too much for the sheer time that we have. We continue in the Mechaber, who says that this din of Paritz Ka'omed applies and makes it a perfectly good wall. It can't have a breach more than 10 amos, however, in one place. Aval ad eser amos, as long as it's not more than eser amos. And the Mishbura says in Sivkatan Nun Beis, the ad bechlal, this includes up to and including 10 amos, as long as it's not more than 10 amos, mutim ipnei sheikah pesach, because then that breach is considered like a doorway, a pesach. Mishbur sivkotin un aleph, the ayidei zeh nechshav kol hakosel kiloeinu. If you in fact have 10.1, more than 10, then it's considered as if there's no wall over there, v'afilo omid meruba al haparitz. And this is true even if you have more wall than space, the 10 amma plus space ruins it for you. We'll quickly start Sif Yud. Im Asa Tzuras HaPesach, if he made the Tzuras HaPesach, which is like a doorway in terms of the outline, Afilu Lepirtza Yisera may Eser Mutter. Then you can actually close off a space that's more than 10 Amos using a Tzuras HaPesach. The Mishbura explains in Sif Katan Yud, the Shuv Ein Nechshav Hamokum Hu Lepirtza. It makes it as if there is no space over there. Halachically, it's enclosed. It's Mutter, Sif Katan Nundalib, Afilu Kishikol Ha'ar Baruchos Hayu Behem, this would be true even if the entire walls are made out of the Tzuras HaPesach, as you can see in the issue footnote number 35 in the diagram there, that all the sides over there have a Tzuras HaPesach. That is a perfectly good halachic wall. And in fact, this would be good. Afilu lo noatz el arba kundesin bi arba ruchos. If you only have four posts at each of the four corners, v'yotz tzuras haPesach al gabein, and you made the whole thing into a tzuras haPesach, that is also perfectly good. Shiburitz of katan hey tell the tata besochim to go carry them kidifonos sheish ben besochim chashivi. This is considered a perfectly good wall with just doors in it. With this, we conclude today's shir.